Okay, we started on Ayin Amud Bet by continuing the story of Rav Yehuda with this man that he put in excommunication. They called him a slave because he pointed his finger at somebody else. It's really pointing three fingers back at yourself. That's what it means. We said gerim, converts, are like a sapachat. They're like a tsarat for the rest of the Jewish people because they don't necessarily keep the mitzvot like the rest of the Jewish people. And then we said that all of the lands are not as great as Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is not as great as Babel by genealogical classes. That was on the Amud Aleph, part number 3 on the daf. And last part of the daf was Amud Bed, was a story of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that he wanted to marry off his daughter to Zairi, and Zairi was avoiding him. He didn't want to marry Rabbi Yochanan's daughter. So when Rabbi Yochanan came to, they were walking and they hit a body of water, he took Rabbi Yochanan on his shoulder and started walking over the water. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, hey, you respect me because of my Torah, but you don't want to marry my daughter, why not? So he says, do you think that Babel is such a high genealogical class? Maybe it's not. And really it is, because Ezra only left Babylonia whenever all of the genealogical classes were separated, organized, and made sure that it was like a solet nekiyah, a clean, fine flower. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.